My name is Yannick Chastan and I'm a furniture conservator and a cabinet maker. I think in point of view of marquetry making or inlay, if we want to be proper and call it inlay, what David Rodgen did has never been reproduced since. It's something that we all looked at when we were learning the trade of marquetry. And even the small exercise, we all did a small bird or a small animal from Rodgen, and we've never achieved this quality. So it's unique in that respect. The way they get these effects, it's very much like what we would call painting by number. So every little element is a different color of wood. So the way it's done is by laying a plain background. So for example, on this oval table, you've got a kind of effect of a sky, which is this nowadays very plain yellowish wood. So this wood would have been laid as a plain piece of veneer. And using a knife or using a little chisel, every single little piece of wood would be inlaid into position. So you would dig a cavity, you would locate your piece of wood inside, you would glue it in this cavity, and eventually you would smooth the surface, you would scrape and sand the surface flat and smooth. What you see today is a very pale reflection of what it would have been. It's very difficult for us to imagine what the color would have been in the 18th century. But all of this very brightly colored green that you see now would maybe have started as a kind of blue. But what we're really missing here is all of the red and the yellow. David Rodgen is remembered as having sold the most expensive piece of furniture ever made in the 18th century for the court of King Louis XVI of France, which was sold by David Rodgen for the amount of more than 96,000 French pounds. So 96,000 French pounds in the 18th century would have represented about 150 years of average salary. So that's obviously a huge amount of money. The sad story of this cabinet is that it was eventually destroyed during the French Revolution, dismantled, and unfortunately is not with us anymore. It's in various little pieces. So even a £96,000 piece of furniture do end up on the skip.